LAPD officer George Chavez is going on a routine check of alleys and streets in South Central Los Angeles. He's looking for trash that has been illegally dumped.
Paint, used clothes, old mattresses, old furnitures that they don't want. They just dump it over the wall.
Chavez says illegal dumping is a major problem in the low-income communities of South Los Angeles. It costs about $50 to take trash to a private landfill. City Attorney Rocky Delgadillo and other city officials today announced a new campaign called Don't Dump on LA.
This is serious stuff where people are trying to avoid paying tipping fees at dump sites and dump in neighborhoods where they think people don't care. I'm telling you, we all care.
Delgadillo says the dumping problem has gotten out of control.
We got kids playing across the street here. This is one of the main dumping sites in the city. Half of the dumping that goes on in our city happens in South LA. It's not right.
It's not just an environmental issue. It also affects people's safety. Councilwoman Janice Hahn.
It's hard to walk to school or come home when you literally have to, you know, walk around a giant pile of trash.
She says the problem especially affects children. Parents at a South LA preschool agree.
I don't feel that it's safe.
The city spends around $12 million cleaning the streets, and city officials are cracking down. They're offering a reward of $1,000 if you turn in someone you see dumping trash illegally.
Now we're getting tougher, and now our message is don't dump on LA.
And if you do dump on LA?
We will catch you, we will arrest you, we will prosecute you.
And they say there's no reason to dump illegally. All you have to do is dial 311.
And the city will come and pick it up.
And it's free. They say if you love LA, keep it clean. Beth Palkovic, Annenberg Radio News.